USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After yesterday's Consumer Price Index announcement, inflation under the Biden administration is over 9%. Essentials like butter is over 26% more expensive. Eggs is 33% higher. Gasoline, 60% higher. A new car, 11% higher. Airline tickets are 34% higher than last year. Vice President Kamala Harris at the American Workforce Summit in Washington, D.C. says this is all under control.
Fighting inflation is one of our administration's top economic priorities, which is why we have taken action to lower the cost of living for Americans, millions of Americans.
Over 40 people are unaccounted for, including children, and more than 100 homes have been damaged or destroyed after devastating floods ripped through Whitewood in western Virginia on Wednesday. Virginia Governor Republican Glenn Youngkin declared a state of emergency. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden traveling in the Middle East this week is being shamed by Republican lawmakers.
President Biden's trip to the Middle East is being met with staunch criticism from Republicans who say the president is there on an anti-Israel agenda.
His policies of the last year and a half has done so much to alienate our friends that he's desperately trying to repair those relationships. Biden has nominated anti-Israel officials in his administration, has consistently undermined our Israeli allies.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz speaking there, that audio courtesy of Fox Business. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There was a full moon Wednesday night. At the same time, the moon was closer to Earth than usual. The supermoon was called a buck moon, a reference to a time of the year when antlers are growing on male deer or bucks. Tonight, Comet K2 is splashing across the skies. USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
The Philadelphia Phillies were shorthanded this week when they began a two-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays in Canada. Philly catcher JT Realmuto was banned from entering Canada because he's not a part of the COVID-19 vaccine participation club. His body, his choice, didn't matter to a country like Canada. Realmuto on NBC Sports.
I'm a healthy 31-year-old professional athlete that I just didn't feel a need to get it. I've had COVID a couple times and super mild symptoms back when it first came out. And when it came time to decide whether I needed a vaccine or not, I talked with a couple doctors that I knew and told them my story and just really decided I didn't think I needed it. And I wasn't going to take it just because I was told to, basically. So, yeah, but I mean, what's money when I'm not going to let Canada tell me what I do and don't put in my body.
If you think this could never happen in the United States, think again. Under the leadership of President Biden, roughly 40,000 National Guardsmen and 22,000 reservists that do not want this rushed vaccine substance in their body have been removed from duty. Today is Gerald Ford's birthday. President Ford was the 38th president of the United States from 1974 until 1977. Born in Omaha, Nebraska, Ford and his mother relocated to Grand Rapids, where he was raised. Set on law, Ford enrolled in Yale Law School instead of pursuing a career in sports. Ford served in the U.S. Navy during and after World War II. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.